Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I would just say, you know, take it one week at a time. Sadly, we have been in a similar position before last year. And so, you know, you get in the meetings, just figure out, you know, kind of what went wrong down there in the stretch. And it kind of was a tale of, you know, the fourth quarter. You want to be at your strongest. We were just kind of weren't really on our P's and Q's. So on the defensive side. So, you know, you kind of flushed last week and you try to get 1-0 for this week.
That's Marlon Humphrey from Wednesday. It is Inside Access live from the Watershed Restaurant, downtown Cross Street Market. We are upstairs. Come on out and see us. It is beautiful out here. Beautiful day.
Bone's got his guns out.
Bone is definitely.
Have a baggy polo on.
Sun's out, guns out.
Trying to work it for you, Bone.
We are here till 6 o'clock. It's starting to fill up a little. We just met Andrew Voorhees' parents. That was kind of cool. They're here.
Cool.
So they're, hey. They flushed last week. We're going to flush last week. It was a rough finish in Buffalo. But now the Cleveland Browns come to town Sunday, 1 o'clock. Baltimore Game Day Uncensored starts at 10 live from the Horseshoe Casino. And do we see a bounce back from the Ravens?
Well, I think really that we need to be specific about who needs to bounce back, right? I mean, the offense rolled up 40 points.
Yeah, they did. It was basically three quarters.
Yards per play for the most part. 40 points on 50 plays. I think there's a whole lot of bouncing back they need to do. Special teams need to be more consistent, and the defense has to play for four quarters, not three.
Yes.
Look, I think this is going to be a little bit more of a tricky wicket than some other folks sitting at this table have perceived it to be.
Sharpie.
I think it's going to test their defense more than I think some people might want to concede or believe or acknowledge. Yeah, I think that as much as it's easy to belittle the Browns, and look, I'm among those who think they could turn out to be the worst team in the AFC and would have bet them as such. Styles make fights, and Flacco this early in the season, this healthy, with nothing to lose, with a team that now they might be getting back a running back who they feel like, well, it's like getting a running back.
Quinshon Judkins,
who they feel pretty strongly about as someone who could make an impact right away. And they now have two move tight ends and 12 personnel and the ability to throw to multiple tight ends out of that personnel grouping has been a problem for this defense, even at the heights it reached under McDonald. So this iteration of it, coming off a blown lead like that, is it going to be Teddy Buchanan? How are we going to handle coverage at the linebacker spot? We've got a rookie free safety. Kyle Hamilton can only do so much. Roquan and coverage has been a problem for a couple years now. I think it's going to be more of a test than some might want to perceive it to be.
Bone?
This defense has to play some inspired football. They've gotten called out by Jerry Jeudy saying there's nothing to worry about
Zero.
In the secondary. Yet Grant Delpit say that, tack on Derrick Henry, that's a walk in the park. Anyone can do that. Like, you need to play some inspired football this week. And You're right, Jason, where it's Joe Flacco, you know he's going to drop back. He's going to sling it. He's going to play with no fear. He's been there, done that. He's 40 years old. You know he's going to be jacked up coming back to M&T Bank Stadium for the first time since being traded. But on paper, and the game is not played on paper.
Good call, Bob.
This Ravens team is much better than this Browns team. And they need to get after Joe Flacco. And that offensive line, you can get pressure there, but you got to get home. And Joe Flacco isn't going to be able to bounce out of the pocket like Josh Allen did last week and really hurt this Ravens team. And this defense has to start forcing turnovers, and it has to start Sunday.
So it will factor in my six-pack of bold predictions coming up at 5 o'clock. I do think Joe Flacco will find some joy with the tight ends. Both Njoku's had success against the Ravens, and Harold Fannin Jr., the rookie who looked really good last week. But I also think Joe, as he's prone to do, will give you the football as well.
Jameis was giving it to him last year.
Yeah, but they didn't take advantage.
Three dropped interceptions.
They will take advantage of it on Sunday.
It's more than just the give.
Oh,
the,
I know.
You got to part.
You
it's got to be reciprocal.
Oh, I hear you.
Or you might lose 29-22 in a game that you were leading.
I like 31-21 Ravens, and they don't
win. I'm just giving last year's score.
Yeah, I know.
And Harbs has taken a lot of heat this week, and rightfully so, but if you're looking for some positive, he's 62-34 in games following a loss. That's the best winning percentage in football since 2008.
Yes, he's good following a loss. He's good coming off the bye. I do think it will be an interesting game. It is also, as we've talked about a bunch, 30th anniversary for the Ravens, and they are facing the old Cleveland Browns are facing the new Cleveland Browns on the 30th anniversary, which has some people in Cleveland upset. So that's a nice little sidebar for this whole game. It's the older Browns fan, I think. And the older beat guy, I think, is a real problem.
Tony Grossi?
Yeah, I think he is one, yes. Our friend Ken Carmen, who we've had on the show a bunch in the past, not a fan, as I did Cleveland Radio on Wednesday, and it wasn't on my radar yet Wednesday morning when they talked about it. So, obviously, it's a matter of perspective, but we have a massive show on Friday. Again, we're at the Watershed Cross Street Market coming out. See us. We're upstairs. Beautiful bar deck out here. You should come on out. It is an awesome spot guest-wise. We will go behind enemy lines. Daniel Oyafusi covers the Browns for ESPN. He used to cover the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us at 2:30. Jacob Calvin-Meyer, he covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. And we've got to get his thoughts on Mike Elias and the secret promotion to team president. Get Jacob's thoughts on that at 3. Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, he's getting his nap in right now. We can talk to him.
He's definitely not listening now. We can say anything we want about him right now.
Yeah.
It's nap time.
But he will talk about the signed ball he got from Cal Ripken Jr. And I'm sure he has some thoughts on this Ravens-Browns game and the Browns being upset about, or Browns fans being upset about coming to Baltimore for the anniversary. And Kyle Goon, columnist, Baltimore Sun, Baltimore Banner, excuse me, joins us 5:30 talking, I'm sure, mostly Ravens.
Yeah, and apparently Aloysius was not a big fan of Wednesday's media spread.
He was not.
So well, he might be coming in hot for
that. Well, we don't know if that's Jerry.
It's
the
Jerry.
The Baltimore media account.
It's Jerry.
Oh, well.
I did get a text from him saying that he was not going to rush out for that. So that I know was Jerry.
Yeah.
So he's got standards.
Yeah,
he definitely has standards.
It's a football Friday. It's a football-heavy show. But we will certainly this Elias thing is
It's interesting.
It's so them.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little baseball along the way. What's going on with Gunnar Henderson? I have some ideas. Can these coaches fix it? I have some ideas.
You have some thoughts?
We'll look at some of the other games in the division this weekend, hear from some of those coaches and players. Yeah, a lot to get to.
Coming up next, and funny story, Bone, I was coming out of the restroom right behind us, and a fella comes up to me and says, are you guys doing X Factors? Well, it's a Friday. Of course we're doing X Factors next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.